The college football season opened last night with a handful of games. There was one in the West that, once upon a time, would have attracted attention only in Idaho and Oregon. The season begins for almost everyone else tomorrow at stadiums around the country. Commentator John Feinstein joins us now to talk about it all. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Let's take a moment to look back at last night's game between Oregon and Boise State. Why was it so important?
Well, the reason is, Renee, you know, the BCS Bowls, the six major conferences plus Notre Dame, try to lock out everybody else who isn't part of the BCS from their big money bowl games. Boise State is not part of the BCS, but a lot of people felt if they could beat Oregon out of the Pac-10, one of the BCS conferences, they have a chance to go undefeated and be in one of those big bowl games. And they did. They beat them 19-8, dominated the game, and now they are a team outside the major conferences that are going to have to be looked at throughout this season until and unless they lose a game.
Okay, well, let's look ahead now. Florida won the national championship last season. It's a heavy favorite to repeat that. What do you think?
Well, you can see why they're the favorites. They return their great quarterback, Tim Tebow, who won the Heisman Trophy 2 years ago and almost won it last year. He's the most versatile player in the country. They begin their season, though, Renee, with a ridiculous game against a team that's in a division below 1A. They play Charleston Southern. They are a 73-point favorite, Renee. Mm. Can you imagine paying money to see a game like that? It would be like paying money to watch a match race in Butterfly between Michael Phelps and me. And yet, this is a game they're allowed to schedule. But they have the best team going in, and they have a good chance to win their third national title in 4 years.
So it sounds like you do agree. And speaking, though, just a moment ago of Tim Tebow, a lot of people are saying this is the year of the quarterback in college football.
No question. Sam Bradford is a quarterback at Oklahoma who won the Heisman Trophy last year. A lot of people thought Colt McCoy at Texas should have won the Heisman Trophy. All three of them could have turned pro last year. All three of them came back. And not surprisingly, in the preseason polls, Florida, Texas, Oklahoma are ranked 1, 2, and 3 because of their great quarterbacks.
You know, with most of the national championship contenders, pretty much the usual suspects, are there any teams not in that group that you think could make some noise?
There's a couple. Mississippi, which was the only team that beat Florida last year, they also return a great quarterback, Javon Sneed, and people think they can make a run. Oklahoma State, not traditionally a power, usually it's Oklahoma out there, is ranked in the top 10. They have a very tough opening game at Georgia. If they win that game, they might be a team to watch as the season goes on, not a usual suspect.
Okay, John, here's a question very close to your heart, I know, from our other conversations. President Obama has come out in favor of a playoff to determine the national champion. It's the president. Does that make us any closer to that happening?
No, it doesn't, Renee. I think Socrates and Plato were the first two guys to come out in favor of a playoff, and the BCS presidents ignored them, and they've already said they're going to ignore President Obama. They think the system works. They're like the emperor with no clothes. They think if they keep saying it works, everybody will have to agree the clothes are beautiful. They're not.
John, thanks.
Thank you, Renee.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose latest book is Change Up, Mystery at the World Series.